and we're continuing with the interview with Mamie Jones on April 30th, 2005. So you said that your husband worked in the office at the railroad for a little while, but he didn't like it?
He didn't like his boss very well, so he didn't work there very long. Let's see, what did he do after that? Anyway, he moved to Union, maybe.
Did you drive?
No. I took driving lessons, but I didn't like to drive, so I didn't. I could, but I didn't.
Did you have a license?
Probably did. I'm not sure.
Who taught you to drive?
Well, they had regular people that taught you to drive. Yeah, you took lessons.
Like a driving school?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't like to drive?
I didn't like to drive. Well, there's hardly ever, I like to walk, and there's hardly ever any need for me to, because there's always somebody to take me.
What kinds of things would you and your husband do for leisure?
Well, he liked, because he was quite a fan for football and baseball especially.
But what kinds of things would you maybe like to do together?
Well, we ate out quite a bit. We'd go to different eating places and eat out quite a bit.
Anything else that you did? Go to the movies or go dancing?
Well, he didn't like to dance. So we'd go to the movies quite a bit. Uh-huh.
Was that cheap then, to go to the movies?
Yeah, it wasn't too expensive. And we liked to go, they used to have what they call the Orpheum Theater, you know, where they'd have sort of plays and things. We used to go whenever we went, any place where they could, like if we went to Denver or someplace like that, well, we'd...
You say there used to be a theater in La Grande called the Orpheum? Or was this on a trip?
That's on a trip.
I see. Uh-huh. I see.
We used to go to Chautauqua. Do you remember the Chautauqua?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They used to have lots of entertainment.
What other kinds of things would you do around La Grande or Union County together?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's mostly it. We ate out quite a little bit, and then we'd watch football. And
did you like to watch football with him?
Mm-hmm. And basketball, too.
Did you do this with TV or with the radio?
Well, with the TV.
Mm-hmm. Did he like to listen to the games on radio before he got TV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one time we recorded. How did we? We recorded a game for somebody. I can't remember just who, but we recorded a game for somebody.
Now, did you have a radio when you first came to La Grande in that house on Russell Street? Was that, you had said before your husband liked to have all the new gadgets for you, but did you start out with the radio?
Yeah, we had a radio because my dad used to like to sit out there and listen to the news.
Uh-huh.
And he liked to eat apples, so he had this big long old knife that he used for everything. He cleaned his fish and trimmed his toenails and peeled apples and everything. But he'd sit there and peel apples, eat them, and listen to the news, you know, because it was quite new. And we used to listen to Lum and Abner and Fibber McGee and Molly and the Easy Aces and different ones.
These came on at regular times, so you knew when they were going to be on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One Man's Family. You know, they have kind of stories like that.
Like a soap opera?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any that you liked to listen to on a regular basis?
Well, I like to listen to One Man's Family.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember any others, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was something quite new to hear the radio.
How about when you got television?
Oh, I thought that was wonderful. You got that... They used to have when we first got the television. We liked that in about 1945, but I'm not sure. Johnny Carson was on there, and Tennessee Ernie Ford, They were on there on a noon program. Can't remember what else was on, but those two that we liked.
Do you remember much about the hardships of rationing and that sort of thing during World War II?
Mm-hmm. It didn't bother us too much because, of course, it was sugar and what else?
How about coffee?
We didn't seem to bother with coffee. They had They had some kind of imitation grain that they used to use for coffee. And I had quite a bit of jelly and jams made, so I had sugar, you know, so I didn't, I sometimes gave my boss some of my ration coupons.
Because you didn't need them?
Hmm.
Because you didn't need them, so you gave them to your boss?
I didn't need them, no.
How about shoes? Did they ration shoes?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. They used to ration, James Mueller used to, like, they used to ration stockings, didn't they? Because it seems to me like when my boss would hear that the pennies had some in, he'd tell me so I could go and get some stockings.
You mean he might get advance notice of it so you could get down there without having to wait in a line?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a party line telephone?
Mm-hmm. I had a four-party telephone.
How did that work? I mean, did people listen in on each other?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Did you have a particular ring on yours to know that it was your phone that was ringing and as opposed to your neighbor's?
No, I think it was just... remember, but I think just regular telephone, huh? I didn't use it too much. I used to be a telephone operator.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, I liked it. I was only 16 when I started working at the telephone office.
Did you like that job?
Mm-hmm. I liked it very much.
Did you make a lot of friends doing
mm-hmm.
that?
Uh-huh.
That must have been when you were still in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
When you were very young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was only 16.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at a picture of Mamie's husband, Lavelle Jones, in 1959, and he's got a long whiskers on his chin. Why was that?
Well, they had this centennial, and they were supposed to wear whiskers and everything. If they didn't, they had a big tank of water on the street there, and they'd dunk you in that. He hated it, but he had to do it.
let's see, this would have been the Oregon Centennial
in
1959.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that one out for a...
It's nice.
Your husband always wore suits?
And oh, my goodness, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like to get his hands dirty either.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a picture of Jerry Kay and Mother Jones. Would this be your husband's mother?
Mm-hmm.
About, oh, this one doesn't have a photo in it.
Oh.
The young girl looks like she's maybe six.
Mm-hmm.
This would be your granddaughter,
yeah.
Kay.
Kay.
Mm-hmm. This photograph says Mother Jones and Uncle Tom.
Oh, that was her older brother. He lived up in Canada, and he was there to visit us one time. Mm-hmm.
Did your husband's parents live in LeGrand then, or around LeGrand at that time?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what years.
We're looking at a photograph that it's the caption says "Mansion in Cheyenne, Wyoming." And there's a wrought iron fence and a huge house in there. What, did you live there?
In the apartment there, huh?
There was an apartment. This was an apartment house?
Mm-hmm. Well, they'd made it into an apartment house.
Well, that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting place. Well, I think that we're getting close to wrapping up on this interview. Is there anything else that you can think of we should maybe talk about out of the past?
I can't remember anything. Mm-hmm. I think we've just about hit on everything.
Well, I really appreciate you being patient with me on the second go-through. If I have more questions, I may have to come back and hit you up again, because you're actually a good source of information.
Well, thank you.
Of things out of the past there. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. I've enjoyed it. I don't know if it's been much help to you or not, but I sure enjoyed visiting with you anyway.
Well, you've been a lot of help. And I enjoyed visiting with you, too. Mm-hmm.